Thanks voor de God zegen jullie voor de wonderful song. Amen. Dan wordt het nu tijd om naar het woord van God te luisteren. Dus als iedereen even zijn Bijbel pakt en pen. Als je geen Bijbel bij je hebt, kan je daar ook je Bijbel pakken. Amen. En dan vragen we nu onze dikkenes Root Watje voor het woord van God. Amen. Amen. Prijs de Heer. Prijs de Heer. Are you in the house of the Lord? Because I can't hear you guys. Prijs de Heer. Halleluja. Zullen wij allemaal onze ogen dicht doen en we gaan even bidden. Trust and obey. Let us close our eyes as I pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you once again this afternoon. We thank you for joining us together in your house. That Lord, as I'm about to speak your word, please, God, I'm asking you to speak through me and open every heart so that every heart will receive your blessing and do what is being told. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Sorry. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I thank the Lord for, you know, giving me his word to bring it up to you guys today. And today, my sermon for today that the Lord has put in my heart to bring to you guys is suffering for being a Christian.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I'm sure many of us, we are not ashamed that telling people whether we are a Christian or not. But then, do we really spread the word to our friends? So, I'm going to tell us what Christian actually is. But then I searched on my dictionary in Dutch. It says, Christen, persoon die gelooft in God, Jezus en de Heilige Geest, is vrijwel altijd in het bezit van een Bijbel. But then when I translate it in English, it says, person that believes in God, Jesus, and in the Holy Spirit, and always read his Bible and does what the Bible tells him to do. Amen. When I talk about, when I say suffering for being a Christian, we have so many meanings of suffering. It could be suffering, sickness suffering. It can be a hatred suffering. It can be a finance suffering or mental suffering, and you just name it. But when we look into our Bible, the olden days, many people were suffering by being a Christian. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's take Paul for instance. Prophet Paul was a really truly Christian. that believed in God, and he was suffering because he was, you know, spreading the word to many people. So Paul was arrested, he was caned, he was spit out, he was, you know, in prison because of God. And the Bible is telling us that if you are suffering because of all this, because of his name, you are a blessed. Amen. Amen. Let us all take our Bible to 1 Peter 4 and read 12 going. It says, I'm reading just verse by verse. 1 Peter 4, 12, it says, "Dear friends, do not be surprised at the painful trial you are suffering, as though sometimes strange were happening to you." Amen. The verse 12 is saying, you should not be surprised that because of doing the work of the Lord, people hate you. People call you names. People hate you because of what you are doing in the name of the Lord. Do not be surprised about that hatred that they are hating you. Amen. But when you go to the verse 13, it says, "But rejoice that you participate in the suffering of Christ." Amen. The Bible is telling us you have to rejoice. Instead of reaping that, God, you said I should do your work. You said I should, you know, pray that people, as I'm doing it, people are hating me because of what I am doing. But the Bible is saying you rather be rejoice. Rejoice about what they are doing to you, because the God is going to do a wonderful thing in your life. Amen. Amen. When we read further, so that you may be overjoyed when his glory is revealed. You have to rejoice. Rejoice in what the people are talking about you, so that when the glory of God reveals in you, the people that were hating you, they will, you know, rather be ashamed. Amen. Amen. 14. If you are insulted because of the name of Christ, you are blessed. Amen. I do not hear you say amen. Amen. If you were insulted because of the name of Christ, you are blessed. Amen. Amen. For the spirit of glory and God rest on you. Amen. Amen. If you suffer, it should not be as a murderer or thief or any other kind of criminal. Amen. The Bible is saying we should not be suffering because of what we've done wrong, because doing the work of God is not a bad thing to do. Thief is really a bad thing to do. That said the Bible, that if you go out and steal, if you do any kind of criminal thing, that in that thing you are suffering, you are not a blessed man. Amen. The God is saying that if you suffer, it should not be suffering about you went out stealing, you went out fight, that people are using that thing that you did to talk bad thing about you. Amen. But rather do the work of the Lord and let people insult you, let people behave bad about you because of the work of God. Amen. But then you are a blessed man. Amen. When we read further, it says, or even as a meddler, people, we, you and I call myself included because I'm with you, We like Madeline, who's Bemuyo. We like Bemuyo met Iman Zaken. Yeah, met Bemuyo. Yeah. So let's say, for instance, I'm talking with Dickness Vanessa that the party that we went yesterday was good and all that. Then you come, then maybe Sister Priscilla will come. Sister Priscilla will come. Yeah, it was good. And you, Ruth, why did you do that? And Sister Vanessa, why? You know, this is not the kind of conversation as Christians we should have. But rather we should, you know, talk about God so that when people come and meddle with us, that the person will also talk about what we were saying, but not hating what we were saying. Because when you are talking, when you are talking in a conversation with Christ, it's not a bad thing to do. So no one can, you know, find a thing that will insult you. Amen.
Amen.
Let's read further. He said, however, if you suffer as a Christian, do not be ashamed. Amen. If we suffer as a Christian, we should not be ashamed, because God is preparing something for us. God is preparing something for us. I do not hear any amen.
Amen.
Amen. God is preparing something for us. What God is preparing for us is not a small thing. It's not what we can imagine.
Amen.
Thank you, sister. So, if we are here in the, if we are here in the Lord, we should interfere with God. We should interfere with what we are doing here. We should, everything that we are doing here, we have to participate. We have to participate in it. We have to participate in Christ. For example, maybe we are told, we are asked to come maybe one day to pray. Instead of saying, amen, I am coming, my friend, are you coming with me? They will rather turn to the neighbor and say, will you go? If you don't go, I will not go. Because that's what happening here. And I mean, let's put that thought aside. And just, if something is being told to us, let us touch it with our heart and participate on it. Amen.
Amen.
So by saying we are going there to, you know, do the work of the Lord, just shout a big amen and say, I am going with you, and I believe you are going with me. Amen.
Amen.
So, and of course, by doing all this, people will say that you are holy, holy, and all that, but then you know you are doing the right thing. You know that you are doing the work of the Lord. So don't be ashamed if the Lord... Don't be ashamed if someone is hating you because of the work of the Lord. But I'd rather be blessed, be rejoiced, and when the glory of the Lord reveals in you, you will be a blessed man. Amen.
Amen.
But praise God that you bear the name. Hallelujah. If you are going in all these trials, but being a Christian, the Lord is saying you should be happy, you should rejoice because you bear that name. Amen.
Amen.
So today my message to us is that we should not be afraid, we should not be ashamed for being a Christian, for acting as a Christian, because God is preparing something in our lives. We are all young, and the Bible tells us, remember your creator in your youthful age. So when, so that when we grow, that God cannot forsake us. Amen. The Lord is telling us that we should, you know, read our Bible, do good and participate on his church participate in church activities. Because when we are told to do something, it seems that many people doesn't like it, or I don't know what's wrong, but people does not participate in church activities and all that. But the Lord is telling us that we should be participating in Christ. Feel that you are a Christian. Everything that we are doing in the church, you have to participate on it so that the Lord will bless you, because God is preparing something for us. So the Lord is telling you and me that we should participate. We should be rejoiced. Not even though we are suffering for being a Christian, the Lord is saying, rejoice on it. Don't be afraid. Don't feel bad about it. But then rather rejoice, and the Lord will bless us. So my message is coming to an end, and it's my prayer that we will participate, that we will be blessed because of doing the work of the Lord, but not we will be condemned about doing the bad thing that we used to do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Taking it.